Military reservists around the country are waiting to see whether they will be among the first 35,000 due to be mobilized in coming days. The U.S. Air Force will activate 13,000, the Army 10,000, the Marines 7,500. Tom Gelton joins us now from the Pentagon. Tom, thanks for being with us.
Hello, Scott.
Last time we had a partial mobilization of the reserve force, yes, thank you, was in the lead-up to the Gulf War. Are we looking at something at the same scale now, same urgency?
Same urgency, yes, but it's more defensive this time. As you mentioned, the single biggest part of this mobilization is from the Air Force, and they're calling up reserve pilots, air crews, air traffic controllers, that sort of thing, to support the air patrolling that's going on now over major American cities. That really has very little to do with possible military action overseas. But you're right, the last time we had a big mobilization was before the Gulf War, and this first call-up could well be followed by others. In fact, officials here are making no secret of the war planning that's underway here.
I could, at the same time, it occurs to me, indicate that this is the potential lift, as they call it, for a force, an offensive force. They would need to activate reserve pilots to fly military apparatus all over the world?
They certainly would. For example, if they would need reserve pilots to take the place of active duty pilots who are based now at U.S. bases. Many of those active duty pilots would be deployed overseas. They'll need to be replaced here. And the important thing is that the president declared a national emergency. He has now authorized the Pentagon to call up at least another 15,000, and with just a simple handshake, even more than that. So this definitely could be the first step toward a much larger mobilization.
Do you believe the administration wants to use this opportunity to bristle a bit, if you please, to let people around the world know that the U.S. military is building towards something, even if they haven't figured out what the targets or the strategy are yet?
You know, Scott, that was the message in the first couple of days, and I think it went out loud and clear. But I think the news of the last couple of days has been that they have backed off a little bit from that, now emphasizing much more the diplomatic activity. You've seen Secretary of State Colin Powell out there taking the lead, not Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. And I think there's something significant about that. So I don't think we should get too far ahead of ourselves on this.
Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you, Scott.
Tom Gelton at the Pentagon.